Welcome to the National Retiree Legislative Network video podcast produced by and for retirees, those over age 50 who will someday reach eligibility to receive pensions, Social Security, Medicare, and other benefits they earned and paid for over their lifetime. Check us out at www.nrln.org. If you're listening to the audio portion only of this presentation on a podcast host, go to www.nrln.org to see the video, including tables and charts. I'm Bill Catterite, president of the NRLN, and your podcast host. This podcast is labeled Medicare Privatization. Episode 1 of this series was an audio-only podcast that you can hear by going to our website, www.nrln.org, by clicking the NRLN podcast image below Action Alerts in the middle of our homepage. Episode 1 was about NRLN, what we say, what we are, our focus on retirees, our mission, our structure, and how our Washington, D.C. and state-level grassroots lobby efforts work and has been knitted together over the last 17 years. Our members have retired from over 300 U.S. companies, live in all 50 states, and our grassroots teams are active in 80% of the U.S. 435 congressional districts. Episode 1 included information about preparation materials you should read, sources to contact, and events leading to the 2020 Medicare annual enrollment period that runs from October 15 to December 7. Our top priorities on the 2020 NRLN legislative agenda were reviewed, ending with the subject of Medicare privatization. The objective of this episode, episode 2, is to clarify why Medicare total payments are out of control. Did baby boomers really cause the problem? We will see facts about baby boomers and the history of Medicare Advantage plan bonuses and rebates and why Medicare Advantage plan costs per enrollee is out of control. Finally, we will present alarming information from Congress's watchdog, MedPAC. First, let's examine this baby boomer issue. This is a chart extracted from 2010 Census Bureau data. Of course, the 2020 census will be available next year. Boomers will all be age 65 plus and about 20% of the population by 2030, decreasing to 8/10 of a percent of the population by 2060. By 2060, the boomers will be what the people over age 65 will be 25% of the U.S. population. Congress knew these data 40 years ago. So scratch the baby boomer excuse. Our aging U.S. population was predicted in 1980. Congress didn't fund Medicare as recommended by the Medicare trustees every year. The results? Out of control Medicare cost increases and financial panic and congressional escape to a plan to privatize Medicare and to dump out-of-control health care costs on retirees. While there is no doubt that Medicare costs will increase as baby boomers turn age 65, the far more serious problem is that health care costs are growing at 4 times the rate of new enrollees added to the Medicare rolls each year. As a result, Medicare Advantage costs per enrollee are higher than fee-for-service, and capitation payments paid to insurance companies disguise Medicare Advantage supplier quality and incurred costs. Medicare lost its supply line and customer control because of privatization. The Center for Medicare Services is now an instrument of the industry and Congress. The foxes are in the henhouse. Hey, before continuing, you must know that the NRLN embraces private plan competition for Medicare business, but condemns taxpayer rebates designed to privatize it, unfair restraints placed on it by Congress, and inequitable access to benefits favoring competing plans. Privatization by subsidization is not the American competitive model. In this slide, we're going to review the history of private plans. If you can't see the print on this slide, don't worry. I'll walk you through the summary and take you, you can take a screenshot or get a copy of it later. Please don't get bored. If you grasp this history lesson, the rest will be easy to follow. From the day Medicare became law, healthcare insurance companies licked their chops, waiting to get federal in this federal honeypot. They could not succeed in the 70s because then, as today, they were shareholder-owned profit companies with high overhead and profit margins, whereas Medicare has always been government-owned and nonprofit and not a company, funded by taxpayers with money in a trust for retirees. You might say the owners of the Medicare were intended to be their beneficiaries. Medicare overhead is less than 2%. Medicare plan insurers, Medicare Advantage plan insurers, carry a 13 to 15% overhead and profit burden. The healthcare insurance industry begged and paid its way into the Medicare market. Now let's look at the history. Congress increased rural payment floors to 3% and dubbed private plans to be Medicare Choice plans back in 1997. Many of you will remember that. Then they created urban payment floors and added more payments to rural floors in 2000. Congress then created 13 to 17% bonuses and rebate subsidies in 2003 when it changed the name again to Medicare Advantage plans, the name that's stuck with it through today. The industry wrote their own plan to take over Medicare. Congress approved it. Medicare trustees and MedPAC annual reports warned Congress about wrongdoings, but the congressional solution chosen was to privatize Medicare. Verifiable facts show that in 2019, Medicare Advantage plan rebates reached 13% of the $279 billion paid to insurance companies. And in 2020, these unearned subsidies will cost taxpayers $38 billion, almost one half of the United States Postal Service $79 billion deficit. Medicare fee-for-service model is the one we need. It can work if we unshackle it and innovate. This chart of publicly available data reveals two major surprises. The right stack of columns shows that Medicare Advantage plans cost taxpayer 5% on average more than fee-for-service per enrollee in 2019. However, look at the middle stack. Our first surprise is that Medicare Advantage plans cost 18% more than fee-for-service plans for Part B per enrollee. That's the physician services, and including cancer treatments with drugs and so forth. That's an eye-popping disclosure. On the other hand, Medicare Advantage Part A record is much better. That's the second surprise. Medicare Advantage plan costs were 91% of fee-for-service and saved taxpayers 9%. However, you'll see that in the stack on the far left. However, the 2020 trustees report says this is only because Medicare Advantage insurers market Medicare Advantage plans to younger age 65 retirees who are healthier and spend less time in the hospitals. The trustees in the note on this chart point out that if more older retirees switch to sign up for Medicare Advantage plans, that Medicare Advantage premiums will mushroom. I would add that today's age 65 retirees will be part of this problem in 10 years. When they are age 75 and use the hospital more than they do today. The MA, Medicare Advantage, and fee-for-service cost per enrollee deficit is 5% today. So, folks, privatization has already failed. Throwing more money rebates at the cost of at the problem will only make the problem worse and dig the hole deeper. Joe Namath TV commercials market free benefits, but do not mention that taxpayers pick up these insurer benefit costs. The average is $122 per month per enrollee, which is $1,460 a year for each enrollee, times 25 million enrollees in Medicare Advantage plans. That equals $35 billion. By the way, these rebates are inflated to add insurers' markup to cover overhead and profit. It is insane to think we can buy our way out of the healthcare cost problem. Reducing costs and equitable tax reform could mitigate these losses. We have to save Medicare, not privatize it, because privatization has failed. Not will fail, it has failed. Finally, let's take a look at what MedPAC has to say. The Medicare Payment Advisory Committee, MedPAC, is Congress's independent commission. It watches over Medicare pricing policy. It submits its annual report to Congress every year. This table shows data provided by a MedPAC senior staffer, Rachel Burton. Ms. Burton's data was published in a MedPage Today article on September 4th, just 2 weeks ago. Her data shows how Medicare Advantage plans lost ground from 2010 to 2019 and expend 9.3% more per enrollee than fee-for-service plans. In the same article, Marjorie Ginsburg of the Center for Medicare Decisions in Sacramento, California said, "It's sinful that we are paying too much for MA than original Medicare. It is disgusting to think that Congress and administrations current and past haven't ended this insane capitulation to an inefficient industry." In case you're wondering, both political parties are complicit in supporting and growing Medicare Advantage plan rebates. This NRLN video podcast established that baby boomers are coming and that the bigger problem is that Congress and administrations, past and present, have been on a march to privatize Medicare, to shift the cost to retirees, and not to reduce costs. In the process, Congress has authorized spending over $400 billion, soon to be $500 billion, since 1997, with nothing to show for it. The privatization effort and massive expenditures of taxpayers' general revenue backfired and has produced a higher cost per enrollee than fee-for-service plans. It would be insane to spend more on this loser called Medicare privatization. In Episode 3, we'll feature 2019 through 2029 exploding Medicare costs, how taxpayer revenue pays for rebates, and how Congress has sneaked in legislation to increase rebates to fund new benefits that are denied to 44 million enrollees on original Medicare, defying our president's promise. We will discuss corporate private plans, especially Medicare Advantage PPO plans, that insure over 4 million retirees. That accounts for about 20% of the Medicare Advantage plan enrollees. In Episode 3, you will then see details about a real shady move made by 403 members of Congress. The NRLN is your source for the truth about retirement benefits, crucial to your future well-being and the financial well-being of your children and grandchildren and our country. Stay current with news that affects you through our emails and on our website at www.nrln.org. There you will find the links to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Watch videos on our website, www.nrln.org again, and click the NRLN podcast image below Action Alerts in the middle of the homepage to access our video podcast series. On www.nrln.org, taskbar, click Contact Us on the tab, and select Contact the NRLN, where you can send an email or call toll-free 866-360-7197. Again, 866-360-7197. Ask questions, offer suggestions, criticism, if you will, and new topics, and sign up to get our NRLN messages and action alerts and advance information about future podcasts and videos. Until next time, stay safe out there. Enjoy your life. Seniors are special.